Welcome to Maseches Baba Basra, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dal, Chapter 6, Mishnah 4. The Mishnah begins. Hamoicher makom lechaveri livnos lebayis. If someone sells an area to his friend to build a home, we'll see in a minute what kind of home. Vechena mekab mechaveri livnos noi. Or if someone's a contractor and he agrees to build a home for someone that's hiring him, says the Mishnah, beis chasnos neblei. And that home refers to a home that's adjacent to his home where his newly married son will live. Or beis amnos lebitoi, or a home adjacent to his home where his newly widowed daughter will live. Boine, then the purchaser or the contractor builds a home that's arba amos el sheish, 4 amos by 6 amos, very small home, approximately 8 feet by 12 feet. The Gemara says something fascinating. The Mishnah doesn't say beis chasnos lebitoi, small home adjacent where his newly married daughter will live, because it's not a good idea for the newly married daughter or newly married son-in-law to live near his in-laws. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, these are the words of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel says, Refes Bakar Hizu. Such a small area, such a tiny little home, his may be adequate for a barn, for a cow, an ox. So he would argue that it has to be a larger space. Haretza Lasois Refes Bakar, Boide Arba Amois Al Sheish. He says, if someone wants to build a barn, he builds a barn that's 4 amos by 6 amos. However, if you're building for human beings, it has to be something that's a little bit larger and more habitable. Bayis katan. If someone wants to build a small home for his friend that's not necessarily near his home, just a small individual freestanding home. Sheish al shmoina. 6 by 8 amos. Gadol. Shmoina al eser. If it's a small home, it's 6 by 8 amos, which is approximately 12 by 16 feet. And if he says a large home, it's 8 amos by 10 amos, which is approximately 16 feet by 20 feet. Sorry. Traklin, if he says, build me a mansion, Esther al Esther, then it's 10 amos by 10 amos, approximately 20 feet by 20 feet. Rumoi, the height of the home, kechatzi arka dechatzi rachpoi, is half of the length and half of the width. That means to say half the length and the width together. So if a small house, the bayis katan that we said before, that would be 7 amos. A larger home would be 9 amos. A traklin, a mansion, would be 10 amos. Raya ladavar. And where do we find similar ratios? Heichal. The heichal of the Beis HaMikdash, the sanctuary of the Beis HaMikdash that Shlomo HaMelech built, the length was 40 amos, the width was 20 amos, and therefore it would follow that the height was 30 amos, half of the length and half the width. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, you're going to tell me that every time someone builds a home, he uses the ratios and the measurements of the way they built the Beis HaMikdash? No, says Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, everything goes according to the norm in that area, in that town. What height do people build homes? Based on the size of the home, and that's how a person figures it out. Wishing you a fascinating and amazing day and a wonderful rest of your week.